The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
It's 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind, Kilcoyne, McKernan, Hayes, Tim and Company. Fellers, Tim and the Fellers.
That's the way it should be.
7 to 10 every morning. Got an email at the 2 Fox yesterday.
Uh-oh, somebody unhappy with you.
And just said, Sirs, why aren't you airing the Yankees-Angels ball game tonight? You had the National League scheduled. Why wouldn't you show American League Game 5? We used to be able to see all the playoffs. Put the ball game on. We've seen enough horror in prison already.
Horror in prison?
Signed, Bob and Betty. And I swear to you, their email is Bob and Betty. Could be a morning show. Maybe in like a small town like Decatur. Bob and Betty in the morning, get up. Time to rake the lawn.
So horror in prison, that's usually on Cinemax around 11 o'clock.
For the life of me, I'm like, what? We've seen enough horror in prison already. I'm like, these poor people just got paroled. They just want to see a ball game. I wrote back. I said, it's on Fox 2 tonight. Not sure what the confusion is. Yankees, Angels, tonight on Fox. And then
I don't get people's, like, they just don't get a lot. You know, look in the listings or something.
She said, thank you. The schedule listed on SBC Yahoo had Prison Break on. TV Guide also had it wrong. Thank you for running it. So I guess the joke, that's the confusion. Betty. Apparently, maybe it's our Betty. So the prison joke was about Prison Break, I guess.
No, it's called Whore Prison Break.
We've seen
Learn your own lineup. It's called Whore Prison Break.
Right, but that was the prison reference. But to me, it seemed out of the blue. Can we see the ball game tonight? We've seen enough whore in prison already. So they were forced to watch Fox 2
exclusively. Do they think, like, you're
sitting
there, what should I run? Let me get an email to Kilcoyne here.
I'd put on that Emeril. Let's talk a little food.
Here's how you have absolutely no juice in your marriage. If you're sharing an email account.
Look at From Bob and Betty.
That's when you know you just have absolutely no control whatsoever in your relationship.
And look at everything on here.
Anytime I get an email from someone with shared email account, I'm thinking to myself, oh, this poor guy. He's got to be miserable.
Well, I used to email, you know, mass email. You click on there and you get a bunch of people, whatever that works. And I would...
Mr. Wizard's World.
And you would send them to your friends, and sometimes you'd make a joke or it'd be a little racy or whatever. And...
Racy.
He's doing blue material.
You are a 1950s kind of guy. What? You have some reference about the gals in there?
What's the skinny? So there's one that's going back and forth, and all of a sudden...
Hey, have you heard this one about the coloreds?
My friend's wife writes back, and she said, hey, guys, just so you know, this really isn't Kent's email. It's mine, or one they share, and she's the only one who monitors it. So basically, the wife was in on all the exchanges between the fellers going back and forth. But it was about the fourth time through, she said, just so you know, Kent doesn't ever sign on this email. I kind of monitor it for us.
I can't imagine yours was that racy anyway.
Whoa. You ever read my emails?
I have to tell you that I had this exact same thing happen with Rich Gould. I did.
How so?
Well, when I was working in Little Rock, and I had interned for Rich in 1997 at the WB.
Lord.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was working in Little Rock in 99, and there was this girl. Her name was Krista Allen. She was the girl in the elevator.
She was on Cheers.
No, that's Kirstie Alley. Krista Allen was the girl in the elevator.
Oh, she was the one that went out with Barkley.
No, George Clooney. She's the girl in the elevator in Liar, Liar. Recall?
Yes, I do.
Giant rack?
Yes, I do.
All right, so she's very hot. She was also on Days of Our Lives and this show on Cinemax called Emmanuel in Space.
Wasn't she Billy Reed on Days of Our Lives?
She was indeed. Look at the cat. He is horrified.
I was like, how did you know that?
She
because
was indeed.
The numbskull and they typed it on the screen.
Oh, I knew right when you made a Days of Our Lives reference. That had to come from the gay guy behind the glass. Joe.
I'm like, where did he get that from?
So anyway, she's very hot, and so I send Rich via email some pictures of her naked. All right?
That's the move.
And I thought it was his email account. Well, his wife gets on the computer and types back, Tim, this is a shared family email account. Rich can't come out to play today.
I love it.
See, yours was a little different. Martin's was a little, hey, that Dolly Parton, she's really put together, eh?
She's got her own theme park. Who wants to go for a ride there, eh?
Got to be fun with cans like that.
Thank you, Tracy.
Did Rich ever get the photos then? Or
I don't know. Maybe I should send them again. He'll send them right now.
I'll take those, Timmy. And send over a pulled pork sandwich while you're at it. Buddy, good people. It's the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan. NLCS Game 1 is tomorrow. We've got both games are same time tomorrow. I think the majority of the country is going to see the Angels Sox Game 2, but obviously in St. Louis, doesn't matter. We'll see the game. They're putting on, one of them's on FX at the same time. Why not go day-night? I don't know.
I like the playoff games being at night. What is your preference?
I'd like to split it up. I like some daytime ball.
I do, too.
I prefer the night games. I don't know why that is. I prefer the night games. I think it sucks that they're splitting them, but considering there's not one game from a team being on the East Coast, doesn't necessarily surprise me.
Did you see what happened at the end of the game? The last out, and Bud Selig runs onto the field and goes, no, no, best of seven. It's a best of seven.
I did not see that. They cut away from that.
They wanted the Yankees, and they're so bad, Selig tried to change the
Yankees must advance. Hang in there.
No. That was a hit.
I mean, this is better than the Twins and Angels in 2002. I don't know if anybody even... Do you remember who won that thing? I mean, well, you know who won it, but how many games? I don't even remember anything about that series.
Until you said the Twins yesterday, I didn't remember they were in the CS that
Because year. The Yankees have been in it, I believe, every year dating back to what, 97? I could be wrong on that, but they have to be because they won the World Series 98, 99, 2000. And then I think in 97 it was the Indians and Orioles.
Rammer wants to know if I was doing Rich Gould or Alan Hale Jr. I don't even know who Alan
that
Hale
sounded
Jr.
Like Gould. That was a solid Gould.
Who's Alan Hale Jr.? That's
I don't
the
know
problem.
Who that is.
Isn't that skipper?
Is that that guy that calls into Frank Show and talks a long time?
Alan Hale Jr. is a skipper.
It's material.
Isn't that the skipper from Gilligan's Island?
No.
No?
Rammer, who's Alan Hale?
The skipper.
No.
From
Gilligan's Island?
Okay, what are you gonging me now? I listen to the show faithfully and I get gonged.
Nice job, Cat.
I had just said it's a skipper from Gilligan's Island.
He was mocking me.
And my two partners were like, no.
I didn't say anything. I was coughing.
Tim said, no.
Well, how come the two 50-year-old guys know who it is and Tim and I, the young kids, don't know?
Oh, I see. Now ageism. Okay, fine.
That is offensive.
You know, whenever I can offend large groups of people, that's what I do.
You're white. Martin likes you.
So it didn't sound like Richie Rich to you?
Well, I was just somewhat shocked that you came out with it, and it was just, you know, I laughed, but was I laughing at you or with you? I'm not sure which.
Well, I'm working on a new thing called Ask the Skipper, and it's nothing to do with La Russa, and everything's about the little buddy. That's the answer.
I gotcha.
Hey, by the way, Rammer is on. It's R&K. Rammer and the King in the afternoons.
We're gonna go musical with that because we're in touch with our feelings on that show. It's gonna be the King and I from now on.
Ooh, nice! The great Yul Brynner.
Here's my question to you, Rammer. You're only a couple of weeks in. Has he ever potted you down when you were making a point? Turn him down over there.
Well, actually, yes, he has.
That's the move.
That is the move.
You got to pot him down. Who's in control of the buttons there, Marty? You just got to pot him down.
Well, I've got all the buttons here, but I don't really... I got this board thing going, and today we have the bottom line keys punched up here. Carpe diem!
How about that?
And so does the King actually push these buttons?
Well, he just started, and it's getting frightening.
Don't try to be funny, will you, meathead?
He can't run a computer. I can't imagine him being able to run this thing.
My point exactly.
This is the King.
You understand, rubber band?
I do understand.
No. Wait a minute. Now, just record this. I don't have to do the show then today.
No, you
just
do. You do.
Oh, all right.
Making that big money, you're going to earn it, my friend.
Bob Ramsey along with Kevin Slayton. The bottom line, 3-7, plus a bunch of hardballs coming your way soon.
Can you say that? Oh, it's the morning show. Never mind.
Yeah,
it's SunTrip's hardball Wednesday and Thursday. In fact, we're also doing post-game shows home and away. So after every game the rest of the way, hopefully through the World Series, we'll have post-game baseball. On 590.
Are we going to get post-game interviews to talk about from Joe Pelosi?
As much as we can take.
All right.
All J-Po all the time.
Way perfect envision for you starting the postseason?
Hopefully we'll get Joe talking to as many Latinos as possible.
Award-winning coverage from the locker room.
I think I meant to say Caribbeans.
Period.
All right. We'll see you Rammer.
Rammer.
Bob Ramsey from The Bottom Line. You can hear him with the King every day.
That was a pretty solid Rich Gould. You do a good Rich Gould.
I don't really have one in mind. I just
I'm fascinated by the fact that I said that I sent porn to Rich Gould and nobody even missed a beat on that and just was like, oh, yeah, par for the course.
It sounded right to me.
Not shocking at all.
Would it have been shocking for him or you?
The latter.
Neither.
This is St. Louis's sports leader, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, KFNS FM, Troy, St. Charles, and the Westplex.